My name is Stacy Johnson, and I'm the superintendent of Britton Deerfield Schools. Very excited to have this opportunity to share a little bit about our wonderful graduating class of 2020 and to showcase all of the wonderful young adults that we have that will be graduating out of Britton Deerfield Schools this year. This has certainly been an unprecedented year, almost a bittersweet time for senior classes, not only in Lenawee County, but across the country this year with the COVID-19 pandemic. We have really tried to showcase as much as we could in honoring these students. They have lost a great deal of, I think, rite of passages that have been taken away from them by this deadly virus. And so we're trying to focus on all of the great things that they've done, not only here as BD students, but the things that they do out in the communities and the way they represent themselves and their families. I know that we're very, very proud to have a individual student banner hanging in both the village of Britton and the village of Deerfield to honor all 34 of our graduating seniors this year. And those banners were hung by our village supervisors. We're very grateful for that, along with a very dedicated group of parents and teachers. And if anybody has an opportunity to drive through those two communities, that would be wonderful. And I think that you would see our shining stars that we have this year. One of the things that, you know, really stands out to me with these kiddos is the commitment that they've had to being seniors and the leadership that they've shown across our district, in the classroom, in our community, and in all of their athletic and extracurricular endeavors. We have students who are part of our sports teams and our band and our choir. We have students who are out in their communities as Boy Scouts and who work jobs here in, you know, the Britton and Deerfield communities. And we're very, very proud of all of our students, of all of their accomplishments. And I can say that this is a tough year. It's always a tough year, but this year it seems like my kids, I refer to all of the kids as my kids here at BD. When you have such a son so much, you get to know them so well, and I'm going to miss all of them so much. And I feel bad about the things that they lost out on. I know our boys were getting ready to compete for a district championship in basketball. They missed out on their baseball season. Our track runners didn't get a chance to have that season. And, you know, the list goes on and on. But certainly, you know, I hope that we are able to celebrate their successes and to really go forward with them into all of their things that they seek out, whether it be higher education, job market, that we are able to go with them in pride and happiness. And we certainly wish them all the best as they graduate. So congratulations to my wonderful 34 seniors, the class of 2020.
Hi, my name is Cooper Goble. I'm a senior at Britton Deerfield. I would like to start by thanking WLEN for giving me the opportunity to talk about what happened to my senior year. What happened my senior year was very tragic with COVID-19 and not being able to finish out my senior year, not being able to hang out with my friends one last time, my classmates I grew up with, the kids I've known my whole life. The day that was our actual last day was probably the hardest day of my life so far, because we did not know that we would not have been able to go back to school. So we never got to say our final goodbyes. One of my best memories from high school was when my baseball team got to play at Fifth Third Field. I will always remember that game like it was yesterday. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I would like to thank everybody that got me to where I am. My teachers, my classmates, my advisors, my parents. There are just a few people I would like to personally thank. My English teacher, Mr. Leader, and Ms. Hoffmeister. Mr. Leader, I only had him for 1 year, but he had such an impact on my life. He always pushed me to do my best work, and I thank him tremendously for what he did. I don't know what I would have been able to do without him. I don't think I would have been able to graduate. He always pushed me. He was always a teacher that had a smile on his face. He always knew how to talk to his kids. He was just the best teacher I've had so far. Miss Hoffmeister, I call her Miss H. She was an elementary special education teacher. About every day, I would go down and help her out in her classroom. She's another teacher that always has a smile on her face, and you can't help but like her. She's one of the biggest reasons I plan on going to college and being a special education teacher. And I just want to thank her for everything she has done for me. And most of all, who to thank the most? My mom and my dad. Without them waking me up in the morning, telling me to get ready for school, taking me to school, or when I miss a school bus and they get mad and they still have to take me to school. Pushing me to do my best and my best at everything, from sports to academics to everything. I don't know what I would have done without my parents. They've been the biggest impact in my life and my biggest role models. What happened this year was not only unfair, but truly devastating. I just want to let all my classmates know that we're getting through this and we will always be remembered, good or bad, and I hope everybody goes on to college, the workforce, military, or whatever they plan on doing and do the best that they can, and I'm going to miss them all very much. And I would just like to thank WLEN for allowing me to come on here and say a few words. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Cole Shields. I'm graduating from Britton Deerfield High School, and I'm a senior this year. Some of my favorite things about BD is like the small class sizes that we have and the personal connections you get with the teachers and how it's more of a one-on-one subject. Most of our classes have like 15 to 30 people, so it's very small, very personal. And I play a lot of sports from BD, and most every coach that I play for is my teacher. So it's a great connection, and it keeps you, like, it makes sure you're responsible for your own grades. And that's great because we rarely have anyone ineligible for anything. And that's a lot to do to our coaches / teachers. And that's a great thing, I think. And I have my friends in every single one of my classes. And then I see them after school playing sports. All the boys in our class pretty much play sports for our teachers. And it's just a great relationship we have here. And, like, especially now during this pandemic, our teachers kept in contact with us so easily. And, like, no one's falling behind, really, in our classes. It's all due to them because we already have a relationship. We already have all of our phone numbers and stuff. The contact was really never lost between us. And that's just, like, such a great thing to have from our teachers. And it's so great to know that, like, there are people out there helping us succeed during a time like this and not letting us fall behind. And I don't know, I just really love that about our teachers and our coaches, because they're going through the same thing we are, and they still find time to help us out and make sure we stay on track. And with our small classes, I can be with my friends every hour, and that, like, really helped the experience at BD, like, always having someone there in every class. And I feel like you don't get that as much with a big school. Love going to BD and, like, all my friends. And now that we're graduating, I assume because we are so close and spent so much time together, that we're going to, like, remain in contact over, like, the next few years. And we've all been really close friends. And I think that's due to, like, how much time we had to spend together. And that's just great, even though obviously everything's coming to an end. And abruptly, no one saw what happened to our class coming, but we just got to roll with the punches and keep on moving. I think that's a great thing. And I think how close we are because we spent so much time together is going to help us get through this. Thank you.
Hello, this is Mr. Scott, Principal, Britton Deerfield High School. I just wanted to say congratulations, Class of 2020. Let me begin with saying how proud I am of our graduating Class of 2020. The champions of the longest senior skip day in the history of senior skip days. This class was small, only 33 graduates, but they are mighty. We have four of these 33 graduates confirmed to play athletics at the next level and two possible. The four that are going are Aiden Nyswander and Cole Shields, who will be playing baseball and basketball respectively at the Siena Heights University. Braden Spalding will be playing football for Alma, and Cooper Goble will be playing baseball at Mid-Michigan. The two athletes with decisions to play are Jacob Delmati, who possibly could be playing basketball for Albion, and Nick Thomas, who might be playing football at Adrian. Out of the 33 students, 25 are going to college or trade schools, and 2 are going into the military, with 6 undecided. That is an amazing number for a size of this class. We have 11 of the 33 who are dual-enrolled in college-level courses, earning 169 college credits, with the top 4 earning 22 credits each. They are a few classes away from an associate's degree before entering college. 15 of the 33 had a GPA of 3.0 or higher, which helped our basketball team earn the highest GPA in Division IV basketball in the state. These students are hardworking and dedicated. They are tough and resilient, as if over the last 13 years they were being groomed to handle any type of roadblock set in front of them. They are also community-based and believe in service. They led our National Honor Society's blood drives, which yielded more donors than that of our much larger surrounding communities. They held multiple food drives and hygiene drives and helped those in need. Our valedictorian, Josh Falau, built benches and placed them at the school as one of his Eagle Scout projects. To the seniors of Brenton Deerfield class of 2020, I know this year didn't end the way you wanted it, but you will be stronger for it. For you students going off to college, you are ready for this journey. BD has prepared you for a successful campaign in the years to come. All the note-taking, studying, and test preparation will pay off, you will see. These years cannot be taken for granted and will fly by too, so do well and have fun, but most of all, make some wonderful memories. Our trade school students, you have an amazing opportunity to make an impact not only in your life, but those closest to you as well. You are hardworking individuals who will be successful and will garner the knowledge to make a great living to do so. To the fine young men joining our military, I am so proud of the commitment you are making, not only for your family, but for this country. Walk with your heads held high, as you are already a patriot, and I know you will be fantastic in your path to success. For those entering the workforce, you have what it takes to be successful in the days ahead. You are great people that with the life lessons that BD has taught you and instilled in all of you, there is no doubt you will have wonderful lives. As your principal, I could not be prouder of all 33 of you. I would truly miss you and hope you will stay in touch and update us on how life is going, from school successes to weddings, from new jobs or having kids of your own. We love to hear those types of news. Just remember, you are always a patriot, and live with patriot pride, as we are one patriot nation.